From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Trump administration officials Monday said the president has certified that Iran is complying with a two-year-old international nuclear deal, curbing its program, but warned Tehran was in default on the spirit of the accord and Washington will try to strengthen it. White House spokesman Sean Spicer earlier underscored Mr. Trump's skepticism of the deal.
I think you all know that the president has made very clear that he thought this was a bad deal for the United States, and I will wait until the State Department makes further action before going any further.
Under U.S. law, the State Department must inform Congress every 90 days of Iran's compliance with the accord. A senior U.S. official said Iran remains one of the most dangerous threats to U.S. interests and regional stability. The latest Republican effort to overhaul the U.S. healthcare system fell apart Monday, with two more Republican senators saying they would not support a bill unveiled last week by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Senators Jerry Moran of Kansas and Mike Lee of Utah issued separate statements describing the legislation as failing to go far enough in repealing the existing law championed by former President Barack Obama and also not doing enough to control rising costs. Other Republicans have opposed the overhaul effort because of worries it could cut health care insurance for millions of people, especially narrowing coverage under the government's health care program for poorer Americans known as Medicaid. The failure was the second in as many months for McConnell, who had to cancel a vote on an earlier version in June when its defeat became inevitable. Republicans hold a 52-48 majority in the Senate, and with all the chamber's Democrats opposed to the bill, they have no room for defection.